The John F. Kennedy Library presents its 2011 Profiles in Courage Awards today. Among the honorees, Wael Ghonim and the Egyptian people.
Ghonim is Google's head of marketing for the Middle East and North Africa. He's also one of the most prominent faces of the Egyptian revolution. In late January, state security forces arrested Ghonim for using social media, which helped spark the Egyptian uprising.
After almost 2 weeks in detention, Ghonim was released. By that time, tens of thousands of protesters had gathered in Cairo's Tahrir Square, where Ghonim delivered an emotional speech declaring, "This is not a time for individuals. It is a time for us to say just one thing, Egypt above all."
Ghonim was in Dorchester today accepting the 2011 Profile in Courage Award. Here's part of what he said.
"The younger generation in the Arab world sent a strong message to every dictator. You are no longer going to enjoy your absolute power. Your plans to oppress your people will eventually come to an end. And you can't keep a dictatorship alive in the highly connected 21st century. They also sent a strong wake-up call to other countries and nations in the international community who had been favoring the short-term interests of their governments and corporations over the long-term values of their very own people. It is important to realize that the struggle for freedom in Egypt isn't over yet. It's just the beginning. For what was built over tons of years cannot vanish in a few weeks or months. As the Egyptian scholar, the Muslim scholar Sheikh Mohammed Mitwali Sha'rawi once said, the true revolutionary is the one who fights to end the corrupted regime and then calms down to start building glory. We were living in a nightmare, and as we're getting out of it, it is important to be optimistic and start dreaming of a better Egypt. I end my remarks with what Churchill once said, success is not final, failure is not fatal. It's the courage to continue that counts. Thanks, everyone."
Wael Ghonim accepting the 2011 Profile in Courage Award on behalf of the Egyptian people.
We have to take a break, but before we do, the Profiles in Courage Award takes its name from John F. Kennedy's 1955 book. And Ghonim's speech today reminded us of this excerpt from Kennedy's writing.
"In a democracy, every citizen, regardless of his interest in politics, hold office. Every one of us is in a position of responsibility, and in the final analysis, the kind of government we get depends upon how we fulfill those responsibilities. We, the people, are the boss, and we will get the kind of political leadership, be it good or bad, that we demand and deserve." I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. Stay with us. Up next, a Boston duo uses electronic music to bridge even the deepest of ethnic conflicts. This is Radio Boston.